Tension mounted on the eve of D-Day. We received final orders to move in off the beach as fast as possible. We were also reminded that although we were in regimental reserve, we would probably get the hell kicked out of us, coming on the beach. We were advised to hit the sack early. We would need all the rest we could get. 3-5 was scheduled to land after the 1st and 2nd Battalions of the 5th Marines on the extreme right of the regimental beach. It would form the right flank of the 3rd Marine Amphibious Corps and link with the U.S. Army's 24th Corps landing to the south. A pre-dawn reveille ushered in Easter Sunday, April Fool's Day, 1945. The ship seethed with activity. We had chow of steak and eggs, the usual feast before the slaughter. I returned to our troop compartment and squared away my ammunition, combat pack, and mortar ammunition bag. The ship's crew manned battle stations and stood by to repel kamikaze attacks, manned suicide planes that dived into American ships. Faith in the kamikaze's divine wind ability to cut off the American fleet's support of the landing force ashore was an important element of the Japanese defensive scheme. Dawn was breaking, and the pre-assault bombardment of the beaches had begun. Above it, I could hear the drone of enemy aircraft inbound to the attack. I went into the head to relieve my distressed colon, cramped by fear and apprehension. On the big transport ships, the toilet facilities consisted of a row of permanent wooden seats situated over a metal trough through which ran a constant flow of seawater. There were about 20 seats. No limited facilities here, with Haney to delay us, as at Peleliu. Most of the men in my troop compartment had already been to the head, and by then had donned their gear and moved out on deck, so I was about the last one in the head. I settled comfortably on a seat. Next to me, I noticed a cage-like chute of iron mesh coming through the overhead ceiling near one of the 40-millimeter anti-aircraft gun tubs. It extended down through the deck and into the compartment below. Startled out of my wits by an incredibly loud sound of clattering, clanking, scraping, and rasping metal, I sprang up with a reflex born of fear and tried to bolt out of the head into the troop compartment. I knew a kamikaze had crashed into our ship right above me. My trousers around my ankles hobbled me, and I nearly fell. As I reached to pull them up, the loud clanking and clattering, like a thousand cymbals falling down stone steps, continued. I looked over at the iron mesh chute and saw dozens of empty brass 40-millimeter shell cases cascading down from the guns above. They clattered and clanked through the chute to some collecting bin below decks. My fright subsided into chagrin.